Here I am, Angela Cerbi, fresh from Radio Live from the Venice Film Festival. I'm here with another of my industry guests, the artistic director of the Rotterdam Festival, Bero Beyer. Hello, Bero. How are
Hi,
you?
Angelo. Nice to meet you.
So you're one of the lucky few that came to the festival, not at the very beginning, but later on, so you're fresher than us. So can you just tell your first impression of the festival so far?
Well, it's warm, it's sunny, it's nice, people are friendly, you can walk the streets and actually see great movies. So for now, it's been really nice, and as you saw, we're adequately describing it, I'm an industry guest, which means I'm here also to attend meetings and panels and have discussions. And if it's slightly later in the festival, sometimes people have just a bit more time.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Yeah.
And if you're really interested in a proper conversation, and I'm always interested in a proper conversation, that's a nice time to have.
I'm very happy for you. Listen, can you just tell us something about the last edition of Rotterdam and what would be the news for the new one, if any?
There's lots of news for the new one. Interestingly enough, the last edition, I still had my last film as producer screened at Rotterdam. It was a film called Atlantic, which premiered in the EFFR live session, which was a huge endeavor and a live event throughout Europe. And that kind of thinking of having films that are using the festival platform to reach a huge audience is something I'm very interested in. So I only started officially 3 weeks ago. But the plans are already there for lots of things I'd like to be even smarter and even nicer and even more profoundly in the way that we present our films, that we group them together. And as you may know, we really think of ourselves as a festival of film lovers.
I know.
To have space to find innovative works and to discuss them, give them space to breathe and enjoy that experience with a huge audience.
How big is the audience of the Rotterdam Festival?
Lots of people are coming with us, about 300,000 people that come out to see movies in Rotterdam each year.
Wow, that's a number.
That's a nice number, yeah. But not to brag about the number, the point is that watching films is something you do with a few hundred people at the same time. And that communal experience of watching on a big screen, even films, or particularly films, that you won't see in the cinema the week after, that is something very special. And that's what Rotterdam's always been really, really good at, I think.
And what is, on your opinion, a function of the film festival? And are modern film festival attending this function they should have, reaching it?
I think festivals, like Venice as well, and Rotterdam in particular, obviously, because it's now my festival, have a much bigger role to play in presenting interesting cinema than we realize, I think. If you think that in many countries art house cinema attendance is declining, people are going someplace else, and only part of that is bumped through TV or VOD, etc., the role of festivals becomes even more important, because that's where you see films on a big screen with a big audience. That's where you have an interaction with the filmmakers that are actually bringing something new to the cinematic landscape. And some of the films even that I saw here, for instance, have that enormous quality that says there's a regular cinema, there's a commercial cinema, and there's also cinema which pushes you into a realm of thought or being or experience that you didn't even know you had never had. Mm-hmm. And festivals play a huge role in making that happen.
And do you think that this is the reason why in Europe there is this tendency of a growing up box office for festivals while the regular box office is slowing down? This is what happens at least in Italy and in France and Southern Europe, basically.
I think that is very true. And I think there's it has a downside and it has an upside. And I like to stress the upside of that,
of course,
which is that during the festivals, people really have a meaningful interaction with the filmmaker and the films that they see. We just have to be smarter, all of us in the film industry, to take that experience and prolong it and make it more meaningful throughout the year on whatever platform or forum we can choose. We need to take that, what is working, festivals, attendance is working, and boost that effect.
Among your tons of people coming to the festival, which is the average age? Because this is another issue that I discussed with your colleague that came to the show in the early days. Because the, for example, in US, the Tribeca director was complaining about the fact that his audience is not getting younger, which means that there is no change, no rechange of.
We have to be so much smarter than that, and I think Rotterdam has a very good edge. Because especially compared to art house audiences, we have a very young audience, which is still to say they're not 12.
No, but we
do two things to make this happen. First of all, we're not just presenting a bunch of films and a talk. There's a lot of other things that are going on with the parties, with exhibits, with music interlays, with installation interlays. We put a lot of effort into presenting film for school audiences from age 12 and up, so that you have a growing number of people that get this feeling of a festival and say, hey, this is also out there, this is actually really cool, even if I have no clue what I'm watching. This is a new world, and it has its own appeal, just like if you take a music analogy, a pop and rock concert, just a concert, has its own appeal. That's where you would go, because you go there together. You may not buy for the music anymore, but you're still going to go to the concert. And that's where you meet your friends, and that's where you have an experience.
This is why they made tons of concerts live in the last years, because nobody buys CDs, but you go to see a live show.
You go to see a live show. And what we're trying to do and stress as much as possible is make that live show as meaningful as possible. And you do this with hundreds of people at the same time in the cinema, with filmmakers and contextual programming that is appealing and that is a real interaction. It's live. It may be film, but it's still live.
Still live. Listen, how do you manage to pair your personal taste with the audience taste when it comes to choose movies? Because not always. I mean, sometimes you have to make compromises.
Yes, that's probably an interesting question. For now, we have been in a very luxurious position. We have been able to program some very edgy stuff, or just whatever we felt was important. We, and when I say we, I mean all the programmers that have been working there before I came and are working there now, to present films that we felt were relevant and were important and were cool to watch. We did not have to make necessarily any sort of commercial knee-bowing compromises to say, no, now we're going to program this comedy because then you'll come. No, if we program a comedy, it's because we think the way the comedy is done is appealing, is interesting, and you may not have seen this in the regular cinema. What I do think is important, though, for all festivals, is to be smarter in the way we work together with distributors that bring out our movies. Because they can profit from the launching platform of a festival. Venice is doing a huge job in that, of course. We do as well in the Netherlands and the Benelux. But you should not necessarily make a knee fall to this to what you think the audience would like, because in Rotterdam people expect to get something they don't really know yet, and it's having that edge which is for now at least a warm bath.
Well, because probably you built up such an audience, such an habit in the audience to be ready for the unexpected. This is it.
Correct.
While other festivals works on the opposite way, unfortunately, just to show the very expected, because it's safer, you know.
And you know what? I think that doesn't work.
I know.
I think it's kind of way if you put your passion in the hands of focus groups. Sooner or later, you're going to run out. If you don't dare to be creative and original, sooner or later, people will say, you know what, then this is not actually worth our time. If you're going to show something new, it better be worth our time. That's a consideration we do need to have.
Yeah.
You know, you can't waste audiences' time. It's a respectful conversation, but I think it's more respectful to say, you know what, you guys should really look at this because we think this part is really cool. You don't even have to agree that it's a good choice. But at least we're taking you seriously by saying, we think this is really good, you should look at it, and we can have a discussion afterwards, a conversation afterwards.
Absolutely.
But if I try to put on something which I think that you would really like, I don't think you take your audience very seriously.
Well, we will all come to Rotterdam next year then.
Yes, you're all very, very welcome.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.